Hello.
Hi. Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah.
My name is. Yes, sir. My name is Marcos Quijano. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does anybody in your household work for a media organization, a TV campaign, radio?
No.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, you're unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor of Elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? Will you say you are definitely going to vote, you are very likely to vote, you are somewhat likely to vote, or you are not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote, or?
Yeah, I was going to vote. Yes, likely to vote.
You are very likely to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Asian?
Hispanic.
What is your age, 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 66 to 75, or over 75?
62.
Okay. From the following list.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? The crime and the public safety, the taxes and the county government spending, the housing and the property insurance costs, the inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, corruption in county governments. On which one should your elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most?
The economy.
Okay, would that be the housing and the property insurance cost, or the inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
Inflation.
Okay.
Inflation.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, what about Rosanna Cordero Studs? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
I really don't know who's that.
Okay, that is no problem, sir. And what about Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez.
Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Opinion about Joe Sanchez.
Not favorable.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah. Like some unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable? Somewhat unfavorable.
Favorable. I mean unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about Jose Aragu?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that either? What about Mario Knapp?
I don't know him neither. haven't heard from him or nothing.
Okay.
I'm not into
what about? Okay. What about Francis Suarez?
Francis Suarez. I think that's not the alcalde.
Francis Suarez?
I haven't heard from him either. That's not the alcalde.
Okay. So, that would be Francis Suarez. What about Kevin Marino Cabrera?
Favorable.
Would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable. Yes.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Don't say it.
What about Ernesto Rodriguez?
Don't say it.
Okay. As you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? I'm going to read you the list. Ernesto Rodriguez, Jeffrey Giordano, Ignacio Alvarez, Joe Sanchez, Alexander Fornet, John Rivera, Rosanna Cordero Studs, Jasmine Bishop, Rolando Riera, Jose Arago, Eamon De La Rua, or Mario Knapp?
The lady one. What's her name? The lady.
Rosanna Cordero Studs?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, among a smaller list of the candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? For Rosanna Cordero Studs or Joe Sanchez?
No, Rosanna.
Okay. As you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Studs in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Rosanna Cordero Studs or Joe Sanchez?
Rosanna.
Okay. And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Studs in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff? Were you aware or unaware of that before
survey? Yes, I was aware. Yes, I was aware. I saw it on the news.
Okay. You will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez afterwards. Please indicate how you will vote. Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, take it into account everything you just heard. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? For Rosanna Cordero Studs or Joe Sanchez? Now that you have read that.
Well, I'm going to vote for Rosanna.
Okay. You will now be given statements about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Studs. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. One candidate is Rosanna Cordero Studs. Supporters say Cordero Studs is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say Rosanna Cordero Studs has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Levin Cava. And let me one moment. And regarding another candidate, which is Joe Sanchez, supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez served as Miami-Dade City Commissioner for over a decade, is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine, and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. Now, and just one final time, sir, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote, for Rosanna Cordero Studs or Joe Sanchez?
I could change my mind, right?
Yes.
I guess what I heard from what you said, I think I should go for Joe Sanchez.
Okay. You will now be asked a few demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your local political beliefs?
I'm a conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, some graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, a college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree, sir?
No, just graduate from high school.
Okay. What is your national ancestry? Are you Cuban? Your ancestry is Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican Republic,
Cuban.
Colombian, Venezuela.
Cuban.
Okay. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English. Speak Spanish and English equally. Mostly speak Spanish, but speak somewhat Spanish, or always speak English?
We speak both language, English and Spanish, or mostly Spanish.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important, since you have yourself a wonderful night. Okay, sir?
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, sir.
I'm Ed.